back in March, the White House was attacked in the movie Olympus Has Fallen. Today, it's under a fire again in another movie, White House Down.
Two movies, identical plot. Channing Tatum replaces Gerard Butler as a Secret Service hopeful who visits the White House just as terrorists attack and capture the president. Jamie Foxx instead of Aaron Eckhart. Tatum and Foxx make a funny buddy team, a mix of Django and 21 Jump Street.
How do you lose a rocket launcher?
Local viewers will enjoy seeing the Washington Monument without the scaffolding, but it all quickly gets ridiculous, with helicopters swooping under the Chinatown Arch and the presidential limo doing donuts on the White House lawn. Maybe it's because we've seen it all before from director Roland Emmerich. As a tour guide says, this is the East Wing, this is the West Wing, and this is the part that blew up in Independence Day.
Can you get us out of here in 30 seconds?
I ain't heard no fat lady!
Forget the fat lady. You're obsessed with the fat lady. Drive us out of here.
But in a post-9/11 world, the destruction of the White House and U.S. Capitol is no longer much fun. The once hypothetical danger has become horrifically plausible. Our daily reality surpassing that which even 15 years ago could pass for popcorn and escapism. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving White House Down a guilty pleasure 2 out of 4 stars.